Okay, good morning. Today's daf is getting daf Lama Dalid. We're going to start on Lama Gimel Amid Beis, about three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara here has been bringing down Piskei Halacha regarding the two machlokos between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Machlokos number one was if someone was over on the takana of Rabbi Gamliel and was mevatel the shliach shlo b'fanav, is the get considered batel? Rebbe said yes. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said no. In kei makol feis and yafeh. And the other one, machlokas, was if you can be mevatel the shlichim, if you're mevatel the shlichim, you can mevatel some of the shlichim, not in front of the other shlichim. So there was, we brought down different what different people said, and now we're up to Verava, three lines from the bottom. Verava Amar, Verava Amar, Rav Nachman Halacha Rabbi Shkushteim. Rava says that Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rebbe in both machlokos. So Gemara says, less than Rav Nachman, Makoch based in Yofa. How can Rav Nachman say that we pass him like Rebbe when it comes to the case if he's over the Takana of Gamliel and he's Mavatal the get shalom b'fnei the shliach, shalom b'fnei the isha, that the get is still Mavutal? We had the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel said that wasn't good is because Imke Makoch based in Yofa. So if you hold like Rebbe, that means you don't hold the concept of Makoch based in Yofa. But that can't be. We know Rav Nachman holds the din of Makoch based in Yofa. Amar, Rav Nachman or Shmuel. Does Rav Nachman say the name of Shmuel? What's the case? Yisomim, you have Ketanim, right? You have Yisomim, Shabo, Lachlok, Benichse, Avim. They're coming to Beis Din now to be Mechalik in the Yerusha that their father left him. So they're Ketanim, so they're not responsible enough yet to know how to do the Yerusha. So Beis Din Ma'amid and Lehen Apitropos. The Beis Din appoints an Apitropos for each of them. They appoint a guardian, so to speak, on each of them. Uborin lehen chalek yafa. Machlok is whether the apitropsim are machalek or the basin is. But whatever the case is that they give to the each apitropos now acquires a portion of the Yerusha on behalf of the Yisomim. And they watch that portion until the kids get older. Now what happens when they get older? Then higdilu yecholin limchos. If when they get older and now they're responsible, they can say that we don't like the way we split up the Yerusha, and they can go back and they can be mechalik amongst themselves in a different way, right? But Rav Nachman today, Rav Nachman himself says, Amar higdilu ein yecholin limchos. Even when they get older, the chalukah that the Beis Din did when they were younger stands, and they can't re-split the land in a different manner. Why? The Im Kain, if you say they can't be Mocha, Makoch Beis Din Yafe. What's the Koch of the Beis Din? We'll point to the Apotropos in order to provide them with the field. So you see from here, Rav Nachman holds the concept of Im Kain Makoch Beis Din Yafe. So because if he holds Im Kain Makoch Beis Din Yafe by the case of splitting up the lands with the Apotropos, why doesn't he hold Im Kain Makoch Beis Din Yafe and hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you Mavatel the Getch, Lo Bifnei Shliach, or Lo Bifnei the Isha, it's not Batel? So Mark is a chilek. There's a difference. Hasan, by the case of the Yisomim, that's Mamona. That's a Mamon case. What does that mean by Mamon case? Rashi brings that. Rashi says, Hasan Mamona, the Hefker Beis Din Hefker. There, that's the real Koach of the Beis Din. The real Koach of the Beis Din to establish who owns what. So if you say that you're not allowed, you don't listen to that, you can be closer, that violates Imkei Makoach Beis Din Yafeh. But Hacha, by our case, that Bittul get, that's in Yisura. That's Isur de Eishes Ish, right? So Isur de Eishes Ish, Rashi says, would be Shum Makoch Beis Din Yafa, lo afku Rabbanan Kiddushin. Makoch Beis Din Yafa is not going to be sufficient in order to take a woman who's divorced really up to Raisa and not allow her to be divorced anymore, continue to being an Eishes Ish. It was the chiluk between Mamon, which works according to the concept of Hefker Beis Din Hefker, but by Bittul Get, if we worried about Mkei Makov based in Yafta by the Beit Loket, then we'll have what we said before, then it's going to be Mafkia Kiddushin, and he doesn't hold the whole thing of Mafkia of Kinam Kiddushin, and therefore he says that. So by the Mammon case, I do hold of Mkei Makov based in Yafta, but by the Iser case, he does not hold of the Hefker based of Mkei Makov based in Yafta. Okay, so. Beis Din is being hurt. Beis Din decide that you get A, you get B. Hefker Beis Din Hefker. If they sell it to each other, it's a different story. But now what they're going back and they're reapportioning the Yerusha from the beginning. They say that can't be, you can't do that, but he's already apportioned your land to you. It's the koach of the beis din that's being hurt. So Tosos and the Yomatel Hasim Amona Hachi Yisur, they says that this chiluk is sort of soser what we learned earlier, because earlier we were medayik when Rebbe was choser and did like Rav Shimon Gamliel by the case of the ksuvus. That's also a mamon case. So it seemed that there was no, and he was choser to do it by a mamon case. So it seems over there that there was no chiluk by Isser to mamon, and here we're saying it's a chiluk between Isser and mamon. It's Tosos these maskal hasim. Okay. So now the next sugya of the Gemara is to talk about the concept of gilui das beget, which means what? A person wasn't mevatel to get beferish, but rather through his words or through his actions, we understand that what he wants to do, that he no longer wants to get. There's going to be a machlokas between Abaye and Rava whether this is a sufficient mevatel to get or not. Because you have to, in order to mevatel to get, you have to asi divu mevatel divu. But we say dvarim shevalev ain't a dvarim. So what considers Ram Shevalev, or what goes to the next level, and is considered a dibor, or a sufficient enough indication to be mevatel a get? So Gemara says, brings a maisa. Gidul bari ilei shardalei gitil libisayo. He sent a get, this guy Gidul bari ilei, he sent a get to his wife, via shliach. Azal shliach went, ba'ashpa da habayasva vin nivala. He found her sitting down weaving, or sewing. Amra la hai gitech, he shows her, he says, here's your get. Amralai, she says back to him, I don't give it to me now. Zil hashtem miha v'salam achar. Go away now, come back tomorrow. So azul agave, the shliach comes back to the husband. V'amralai, and he tells the husband that he wasn't most, he did not give the get yet to the wife. So pasach, so Gidl Barile says, v'amar, based on the fact that he did, the get wasn't given, he says, baruch hatov v'ametiv, which is a bracha you say on good news. It's a good thing you didn't give. You say it on wine at the table. You also say it when your shliach doesn't give the get. It's a good thing that you didn't give the get to my wife. So what does that mean? It's a good thing. So he was happy that the get wasn't given. So Abaye Amar Baruch Atova Meiti V'lo Batal Gita. He says, okay, he said Baruch Atova Meiti, Ametiv, but he wasn't mevatel the get. Meaning tomorrow he could just say the shliach can go ahead tomorrow and deliver the get, because the Baal never said beferish that it's that the get's batal. But Rava Amar Barkatova Metiv of Batal Gita. Rava says Barkatova Metiv, and also the get is Mavutal. So Tosus right here explains the machlokas to whether this Giloi Das is enough to be Vatal the get as follows. Because we have the din, we sort of said this before, the din is the Dvarim Shevalev Edom Dvarim, meaning that a person's thoughts have no halakhic significance until he says so out loud. So Abaye holds that so long as he has not made an explicit statement explicating his Dvarim Shevalev, saying that this is get is Mavutal, that he wants to move out to the get, even if he decides in his mind to do so, and even if his actions seem to indicate that he wants to move out to the get, that doesn't count as long as he doesn't say it beferish. As opposed to Rava, who holds that a giloi das via his actions, that he wants to move out to the get, even without saying it beferish, that's enough to take the case out of Dvarim Shebelev. So what's the lumdus behind it? So I thought maybe what you can say is, what's required to remove the stain of Dvarim Shebelev? So Abaye says the only thing that's required to remove the Dvarim Shebelev is only an explicit verbal expression. That's it, of your desire. You need an explicit verbal expression of your desire to bring it from belave into beferish. The Rabbi says you don't need an explicit verbal expression. What you need is any clear indication. As long as a clear indication that you want of that, then that's enough to be mevat, to change it from dvarim shebelave and into this gilui das, which is enough to take away the dvarim shebelave issue. Right, so the Gemara says, "My kamiflagi." What's the machlokas? Begili daita begita kamiflagi. The Abaye saver gilu daita begita lav milsehi. Doesn't count. The Rava saver gilu daita begita milsehi, because as long as it's an indication, Rava says that's sufficient. So now Rava is going to bring a case where he's going to try to prove that gilu daita of the Baal is enough to be mivatel the get. So I'm a Rava, mina aminala. From where do I know that gilu daita that he no longer wants the shlichus is enough to be mivatel the get? I learned from this maisa. The Rav Sheshes Ashkeli Gita Lu Gavra Bal Karche. Rav Sheshes beat up this guy to give the get. Kafa Osu Acha Amar Rotsani. Right, so he beat up this guy, and the guy gave the get. The Amri Luhu Lasade. And this guy then says to the witnesses after he appointed them to give the get, Haki Amri Luhu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told me the Vatel Gita. Rav Sheshes said I have to mevatel the get. The get's no good. Rav Sheshes mevatel the get. But Rav Sheshes now said you have to give another get. So what happened here? He told them that Rav Sheisha said to Mivatul the get. So you see from here, according to Rava, you see from here, that even though he said it b'shem Rav Sheishas, he indicated that he no longer wants the get. By indicating, and then Rav Sheishas does what? He has to write a new get. So he goes and forces him to do a new get. So you see here that Giloy Das is enough to be Mivatul the get, to take it out of the world of Dvarim Shebelev. So what does Abaye do? Abaye, utter Rav Sheishas Mivatul the get, the Inshehave. He goes, what are you talking about? What's the case over here? He says, Rav Sheishas told you to be Mivatul the get. Rav Sheishas is Mivatul other people's getin. He doesn't do that. What happens? Really, what happened is the guy's getting beaten up to give the get. Rav Sheishas' thugs are hanging him over the BQE to tell him to give the get. So what's going on? So he says, you know, he really wants to move out to the get. So he says, hey, I'm about to the get. Oh yeah, and Rav Sheishas told him to move out to the get. Why? Because he doesn't want to get beat up again. So he tells these guys that Rav Sheishas acquiesced to his vittle in order to avoid being beat up. So the case isn't one of Gilui Das. He really said befeirish to be mevat to the get. He only brings in Rav Sheishas to avoid getting beaten up again. So what? There's a maaser. Every time they bring a maaser, that's usually. Okay. So now Abaye is going to try to bring a makar for himself. Who said that Gilui Das is not sufficient to take it out of the world of Dvarim Shebelev? But Amar Abaye may not amin ala. Where do I learn my din? The Rav Yehuda actually gita lechastin the Rav Yirmiyah bira. So Rav Yehuda forced this guy also to write a get, and what happened? The Baal was chozer ubatle, and he was mevatel the get after he was forced. Tana Ashkelay, Rav Yehuda went back a second time and hit him a second time to give the get, and again ubatle. And he did it again, and the husband was about to get afterwards. Then Hadar Tana, I did it a third time. Va'ashkli Akarche, and did it about Karche. Va'amr Hu Sahade, and Rabbi Yehuda says to the witnesses who the husband told them to write to get, Osivu Kare Unaihu, put sort of these thin gourds into your ear, put earplugs in so you don't hear the guy to be mavato to get. You know, put these earplugs in, Uksuvulo, and write to get. So v'isal kadaita gilui daita begita milsehi. If gilui das is sufficient by get, hachazulei dekaroit basrayu. So what difference does it make if they put the stuff in the ears and they can no longer hear? They put earplugs and they can't hear him. They see a gilui das. The guy's he was mavatla two times, and that was chasing after them again the third time. Gilui das is clear that the clear indication he doesn't want to get. But as long as he didn't hear it, meaning it wasn't done bepeh. I guess it's like this, the answer to a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it doesn't make a sound. If they don't hear the bit to get, that doesn't count. So you see from Abaye that Gilui Das is not sufficient, because there would be a Gilui Das here, but there isn't. It isn't. It doesn't count. So the Rabba says, but how does Rabba answer the story? Hadakaroi basrayu the amalu asher havli hayad kihecha the mishlum tsar dahu gavra. Maybe with the guy, it's not a Gilui Das here. You don't know what the guy's doing here. Maybe he was chasing after them, saying, go ahead, give the get. You guys beat me up two times already. Just get this thing done. Get out of here. I don't want to be beaten up again. So that's how some explain it. And that, so it's not necessarily a clear Gilui Das. So it's not clear Gilui Das. Rava agrees. So Rabbi Yehuda told his workers, or whoever they were, the Edom, to put the stuff in their ears so not to hear the Baal's Bittul to get. So ask the Rashba, the Tosas Arash, so what good is it if they didn't hear the bittul? Since the Baal, we just paskin like Rebbe, that the Baal can mivatul get in front of two or three other people. So let the Baal open mivatul in front of this guy. But he'll go mivatul in front of other people. And we said b'di'eved even after the Kana of Rabbi Gamliel that works. So says the Rashba that either that the Rashba says that Yehuda must hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that after the Kana of Rabbi Gamliel, if he's mivatul not b'fnei shliach, then even b'di'eved it's not mivutal. And the Tosfos Rush adds that, you know what, maybe he does hold like Revi, but the husband doesn't know the halacha. The Baal didn't know the halacha. So he sees these guys with the stuff in the ears, not listen to them, he gives up, and he's not going to go to the other two or three people to be mevatel again. Okay, so now Abaye is going to try to bring another raya to his shita, okay? Tahu the Amr Luhu, okay? You have a guy who goes to a faraway land, and before he left, he gives his wife a contingent get. It's not going to be regarded sure at this day, but he says the Amar Luhu Ilo Asina Atlosin Yomin Ilahavegita. If I don't come back within 30 days, this is your get. So also he came back on day 30. You pasuk mi barab, and he's on the other side of the river, and the bridge is out, or the boat's not there. We know this case from the Gemara of Suvas. Amar Luhu, and he says screaming across the river, Chazu da'asai, chazu du'asai. See that I'm back. Look, I'm back. I'm here. Amar Shmuel, lo shmei masya. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't count that he came back. He's on the other side. But here there's a gilui das. I'm back. A gilui das, he wants to get to be batel, and we say that it gets not batel. So Rabbi says, no, you got the case, Rabbi. Rabbi, atu hasan libitu l'gita boi, hasan l'kiyumi t'noi ka boi, v'halo ikim t'noi. There's not a case of bitel. The guy's, if the guy says, I want to be mevatel get, or indicates he wants bitel or get, Rabbi would agree. Rabbi would say that that's case, that the get is mevuto. But what the guy's doing here is trying to tell everybody, I was mekayim my t'nai. I'm back, I'm mekayim my t'nai. In that case, we say, no, you weren't mekayim your t'nai.
100%.
He wasn't megal das. He didn't do anything. There was no gilui. The only thing he's trying to say is that I'm mekayim my t'nai. You're right.
But he doesn't want to be divorced.
No, Rabbi's saying, I'm being mekayim my t'nai.
And therefore,
the get's not valid. But he's not saying, okay. But he's not saying I'm chosen. You know, but he's not being megal his das that he doesn't want to get. He's showing. But he wants to be. Right. So Rabbi's making a distinction. But Rabbi's making the difference. That's not sufficient. Here it's only because the gilui das is only for bittul of tonight. So we can bring down here quickly. I mean, Rabbi Rosner had a whole shiur about this. I think in Gemara Ksuvos about onus v'yom achron. If you had an onus on the last day, it's the famous shita of the Aguda. The Aguda says that someone who makes a neder to do X within 30 days and he waits until the last day and then he becomes an onus. On that last day, he's not considered to be an onus, because onus v'yom achron lo havi onus doesn't count if you're onus on the last day, because he should have been mekayim the neder earlier, not waiting for the last minute. Then Muki Yosef and Bava Kama on Daf Chav Gimel and Apirif, he argues. So just like, go with it's a big sugya, but it has ramifications for davening. If you push off, you know, there's a concept of tashlumin. You don't have to make up. If you're onus, you can't daven mincha. You can make up tashlumin, daven twice in Maariv. What if you push off? You have a chance to daven in the minyan at 2, at 4, at 6. And you push it off, and then come the last man for mincha, and you have an onis. So your onis at the rega achron. So is that considered an onis or not to allow you to do tashlumen? Okay, ayin sham. So now the Gemara brings a case that they're going to say is tolui in the machlokas of Vayin Rava, and Tosfos points out that it's tolui in the machlokas of Vayin Rava. It's tolui according to the svara of Vayin, how he read the case before. But Rava may agree to this case for different reasons. What's the case? Hahu, you have a guy who gives a get to a guy. Guy is mekadeshes a woman. There's no nisuin. The case is, it's just kiddushin, and he gives the get and he says, Hahu, the amar luhu, ilo nasivna atvosin yom lahavegita. If I do not take her under the chuppah within 30 days, then here's her get. Meaning, he's trying to show that he's serious about bringing about the marriage. Ki matu tvosin yom. So 30 days pass. And he wasn't married anymore. Amar lahu hatarachna. He says, I'm busy. I'm trying. Look, I'm trying to be. I'm trying my hardest to do it. Lemei nichoshle. So what are we being choshes for now? Whether or not to say that the get wouldn't be chal. Imishim onsa. If we say that, maybe he should be choshes that because he's onus. We know the halacha is ain onus begitin. Onus doesn't count to be mivatel the get, right? But the imishum gilui daita begita. If it's a gilui das, and here he's not being right, and here he's saying that it's sort of a gilui das, that he doesn't want to be mevatel to get the other way around. We say plukta dabai v'rabahu. So whether this gilui das is sufficient to be mevatel to get, right? Tolui the machlokas of bayi rava. Bayi said that gilui das is not moel, and rava would say that gilui das is moel to be mevatel to get. Maybe rava would say here. Tosfos points out in the last Tosfos, he says. Maybe Rava will say here again, this is an instance of where he's only talking about being mevatel the tanai, and therefore he would agree here that it doesn't count. Okay, there's no bit to look at. A next case, they're also similar, whether this is tolerating the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Hahu, a person gives a get to his wife that they're only mikudeshes, but there's no nisun yet. The Amar Luhu, and he says, Ilo nasiva li resh yakod adar la havegita. If I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, then you have the get. Kimata Rosh Yakod Adar, so coming up Rosh Chodesh Adar. Amar Luhu, Adar resh yakod nisan amri. I thought I said I have an extra month, or maybe even extra 2 months. I thought I said I have till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So again, Lamai Nechoshle, Imishum Ones, we know Ein Ones Begitin. Imishum Giladaita, Plukta the Baiva Rava. Again, that's the Machlokos, Bina Baiva Rava, where the Giladas here is sufficient to be Mevatel, is sufficient to be Mevatel again.
If he said at that point, they want to get to be Mevatel.
Yeah, if he says it Bechavis, then everyone agrees. Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur.
He approaches the Eden, but this says, let me say, exactly what he wants.
Right, that's the whole machlokas. It's only the giladas. It's not milum. Sure. Right, that's not chal yet. You get wasn't chal yet. Then it gets chal. That's it. It was the time, whatever the time period was. Yeah. Whatever the due date is, whatever the time period is, where it's chal. Maybe have entire day 30. You probably have to probably have till it turns to the day 31. So this is at 11:59. He did, but he didn't say that.
He's telling the guy something, right?
Telling
him,
it's something to Machlokas,
but he is
Giladas. Machlokas is whether or not Giladas is sufficient to be Mevatel to get.
No, what is it? According to Rava,
it's not a question of Giladas Mevatel to get. He says that this is a question that it's Giladas of Bittul Tnai. Right, but going with the way the Gemara is trying to explain it, this is the machlokas of Baye Rava. So according to that, Rava would say this would be a Gilui Das, and it would be Batal. They all agree it's a Gilui Das. Well, the machlokas is whether Gilui Das is enough to take it out of the world of Varm Shebelev and to make it explicit. Okay, so now the Gemara brings the halacha, Behilchasa Kinachman. The halacha is like Rabbi Nachman, who said on Aflamabez that a bittul lo b'fnei shliach can be done in front of two people. That was the machlokas with Rav Sheshes, who said that you needed three people to do it in front of three. Behilchasa kinachman, and the halacha is like Rabbi Nachman that we just said in the beginning of today's daf, who said that the halacha is like Rebbe, but both cases. That number one, that if you're mevatel adam, a person's mevatel gets lo b'fnei shliach, it's mevutal, not being choshesh for Imkei Ma'akov based in Yafeh. That was the Machlokas of Rav Shimon and Gamliel. And also, the halachas like Rav Nachman said, the halachas like Rebbe, that Rebbe said, if you said to 10 people, write a get to my wife, he can move out to the shlichus of one of the shlichim, not in front of the other. You don't need to do it in front of all 10, which is another Machlokas with Rav Shimon and Gamliel. The halachas are Kinachmeni. And the halachas also is like Nachmeni, who's Nachmeni. Nachmeni is Abaye. Who says that Giloy Das is not sufficient to be Mavatel the get. And this is one of the Yal Kagams. One of the six times that we pass in like Abaye over Rava. Okay?
There's no spur why we're keeping Abaye here over Rava. Why is it better than Rava?
I don't know.
There's no smoke that he should be followed.
Right, because each story we went one way or the other.
Interesting.
That's what the Gemara passes like. This I don't know. Masori Hibiadeno. I don't know. Okay. So now the next mission now is talking about names. Names of the man and the woman that's supposed to be put in the get, and the names of the cities that's supposed to be written in the get as well. So then our Mishnah is dealing with a case with a husband who has two names. He has two names. He sends a get to his wife who's sitting in a different place. That's key over here. He's right, and the people of the place where he's writing the get, they know him by one name, and the place where the get's being delivered, he's known by a different name. All right, so he has two different names. You know, Yisrael Yaakov. One place is Yisrael, one place is Yaakov. So, by Rishona, the Mishnah says, prior to the Takanas HaChamim, Hayo Mishana Shemo Ushma. The Baal could write in the get just the name that he's called at the Makom of Ksivas HaGet. And he wouldn't have to be Makbet to write the name that he's called at the Makom of Nesina HaGet. And also, Shem Ira V'Shem Ira. He would just have to write the name of the city where he's writing the get, and not the name of the city where it's being given. But Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel Azokain came and made a takana she kosev ish ploni v'choshem sheyeshlo. No, you can't just write one name. Machlokes had to read this line, but you should write your name. And Tosfos says, according to the Bahag, you write actually the text of the you write is ish ploni, meaning his name, and then you write v'choshem sheyeshlo and any other name that he has. According to Rabbi Yotam, what this means is you write each and every individual name. You write his name is Yisrael, his name is Yaakov. You write all his names. You indicate each name. You explicate each name, and also Isha Plonis for Kolshim Sheyeshla Bipnei Tikkun Olam. You do this Bipnei Tikkun Olam. Why? Because if you don't write all the extra names, when she's going to be Megaris with this get in the second town, and she's want to get married, and Asmacha this get, and she's going to bring it out to Bnei Ir, or someone's going to say, "What are you talking about? This isn't your get. All your children that you come up from the second marriage are Mamzerim, because this get was given by Yaakov. You were married to Yisrael. This isn't your get." So he said, "You have to write all your names." So the Tosfos, Divrei Maaskel Kol, he brings down the machlokas between Rabbi Yotam and the Bahag. So according to the Bahag, you don't actually write the additional names, but you write the words V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo. Rabbi Yotam says you actually write the additional names. And Tosfos adds that in the Nusach HaGet of the Bahag, it says, not only each name, it says V'chol Shum V'chanicha Li La'asrei. Every name and every nickname that I have and that my city has is in there. It's any name or nickname that I or my place have. Rabbi Yotam doesn't like this Nusach, because it can bring about a takal in a case where the Baal doesn't go by any other names. Let's say he only has one name. And you're writing in the get, V'chol Shum Sheyeshli. So then that's going to bring about a takala later, because she's going to bring out the get, and then say, wait a second, your husband only went by one name. This get is talking about a guy whose name is Yaakov, and he has other names. So Rabbi Yotam doesn't like that. So Rabbi Yotam says, you just write the actual names, if any. If there aren't any other names, you don't write them. So the Rush brings that the Minog is like the Bahag, and he also brings that you write this Kol Shum Sheyeshlo, because the Rush has this thing, you want to avoid writing any non-Jewish names that the guy is known by. So you just write the Kol Shum Sheyeshli, but the rabbit holes like Rabbeinu Tam, that you actually write each of the names. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda said the name is Shmuel, similar to what Amrishna says. Shilchu b'nei medina seyam rabbanu gamliel b'nei adam habayim misham. The people who come from there, from Eretz Yisrael to here, Lakan to Bavel. Shmo, his name Eretz Yisrael is Yosef, but v'korin lo in Bavel they call him Yochanan, or Yochanan v'korin lo Yosef. Heyach megarshin nishosayin. How they regarish their wives in Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, that, what do they do? So Amar Rabbi Gamliel v'hiskin shikosim ish ploni v'chol shum sheyeshlo ish ploni v'chol shum sheyeshlo mipnei tikun olam. Not sure what this case is adding to the Mishnah, but it says you have to, the Hakon of Rabbi Gamliel is that you have to write each name. You have to write each name so everyone knows clearly who this person is. So Amar Rav Ashi, the fact that you have to write ploni v'chol shum sheyeshlo, that's only v'hud is chazik v'trei shimei. That's only if in the place where you're writing the name, the writing the get, they know that in the other place he has a second name. But if they don't know that he has a second name, and they only think that he has one name, they don't have to add v'chol shum sheyeshlo, which seems here to be more of a raya towards the Bahag, because if you don't have a second name, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how would you ever write the second name? But he says here v'hu dischazik betray shmei, and amalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi. Rav Meri and Rabbi Elazar Kaimi Kavasech. He also said that you don't have to add in the whole shum unless it's a chazik v'trei shmei. So what happens if the sofer made a mistake and left out that line? Right. So the Marsha says that if according to the Bahag, if right the whole shum sheyeshlo in all gittin, right? What's Rav Ashi saying now? Only if it's chazik v'trei shmei. The Bahag said you write it in all the text of all gittin. So what's Rav Ashi adding? So he says. Now let's say the sofer made a mistake and left out the line. So if you're tzchazik trei shmei and you left out the line, then the get is pasul. But if it's not tzchazik and you left out the line according to the Bahag, then b'di'evid, the get is kosher. Okay.
So you don't write it. Midoraisa is a good get, right?
Midoraisa, it's a good get. Right. And if...
So is that the same problem like...
So that holding of... Like maybe he's holding up Kinnur Rabbanan Kedusha Renei. Or maybe here we're just saying maybe it's because it's talking about the text of the get. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. Okay. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think you do last names. They do English names now also. That's the machlokas that we're going to bring down. Where you actually write each of the names. And you talk about. Let's say now. Rabbeinu Tam brings down what the Ramban says. What about he says the people in Chutz La'aretz who have these kinuyim, these other names, that the same names that the goyim have, do you write those in the get? So as machlokes, whether you write them in the get. The Ramban says, yeah, you're right. As long as it's not an actual goyish name, it's just in Michael, you know, whatever, or something like that. I don't know, maybe that is a goyish name. But whatever it is, if it's something that's not really a Vodah Zarah, you can write it in. But he brings down here that the Rush says that, no, you write like the Bahag, you just say the Kol Shum Sheyesh. So I don't know what they do in the actual... In the actual gittin, when they actually write gittin, I've never experienced one. Yeah, but you say Chaim ben Yosef married to Yisrael Bas Rivka in the town of X, so it may, you know, it comes a little clearer. I don't know. You have to ask someone who's involved. You know, being involved in Gittin is a mitzvah. So you have to ask someone who's involved in Gittin. You know, I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you what the story is. It is a mitzvah to write a get. It's not a mitzvah you necessarily want to come to, but in that situation, it is a mitzvah. Tani Kavasi the Rav Ashi. So we have a brice that conforms to the Shita of Rav Ashi. Hayulo shtei nashim. He has two wives. Achat, one lives in Yehuda, but achas begolil, and one lives in Golil. Velo shnei shemos, and he himself has two names. Echad beYehuda, ve'echad begolil. He's called one thing in Yehuda, and he's called something else in Golil. The girish is ishto shebi Yehuda, b'shmo shebi Yehuda, and he was megarish his wife in Yehuda with his name Yehuda. What's the case? He wrote a get while he's in Golil with the name that he's used in Yehuda, which is the makom nesinas aget. But he didn't write the name that he's called in Golil, which is the Makom of Ksiva. Or, the es ishto shebegolil, shmo shebegolil, the opposite case. He writes the get in Yehuda using his Galilean name to his Galilean, to the Galilean wife. So, Enam says here, Enam ugreshes, achi yigarshes ishto shebehuda, b'shmo shebehuda, b'shem Golil imo. Right? Ves ishto shebegolil, b'shmo shebegolil, b'shem Yehuda imo. Just like what we said, you have to, it's his chazik, with two names, he has to write both names. So Tosfos, that same Tosfos, brings down Tosfos Nasmi Ovechol, says here that this, it says, V'shem Gol Yumo, you have to write the actual name, seems to be a raya according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Meiri explains that according to the Bahar, what the Brisa is saying is that you write, in other words, the Chiyav is you have to write V'chol Shum Sheyesh Lo, in this case, and that captures the Shema Gol. It doesn't necessarily mean that you write the actual name, but you have to write V'chol Shum Sheyesh Lo. Okay, next case. Wife in Yehuda. I don't know. I think that's what this Gemara. This is what the Kana Kavasi is saying. But I think. But he says that if you're it's Chazik, but two names. Well, but here the Makom is it's the Makom Ksiva and the Makom Nesina. Right. So that's a Machlokas. That's a Machlokas. What if you have? What if you know by two names? What if people know that you know you by two names in this one place? Similar Machlokas. Guy's only in this one place. It's the Makom Ksiva. It's the Makom Nesina. He goes by Yaakov. He goes by Yisrael. So. Must write both names. So Tosos says it's kosher b'di'evet to use his one name. We have all three shitas. The Ramban says it's possible even b'di'evet, and the Rashba says it's kosher l'chachila. So real shir, you would have to go ahead and try to be masbi what that machlokas is. Okay. The next case, yotzei l'makom acher. Right. Let's say the baal goes somewhere else, meaning not Yehuda or Golil, and over there, let's say he uses the name in Yehuda. Right. V'girish be'echa mehen. And he's Megarish using just one name, the name that he's known in that place, Megureshes. Then she's Megureshes, even if he didn't write the Shem Golil. Why? Because he wasn't his Chazik Beit Shmei there. He went to a different place that they didn't know about the other name. Okay? So Vaha Amarta, so the Gemara says, Vaha Amarta Shem de Golil Yumo. Did you, first part of the Bryce say you have to write the Shem Golil with it? Elishmami, no. Hadi Chazik, Hadi Lo Chazik. If it's his Chazik, two Shemos, then Ravashi, like Ravashi says, you write both names. But if you're not his Chazik, it's two names. In the second case, where he went to somebody else, and he went to a new place, started up a new business, and now he's called Steve, or whatever he's called. He's called Shmuel. So then, in that case, if he only writes the one name, then that's sufficient. But if it's Yitzchazik, Trey Shemos, then you have to write both names. Next case, he had this woman, Davukarule La Miriam. Most people called her Miriam. Upurta Sarah, but a small amount of people call her Sarah. So Army Nahardai, they said in the Nahardai that since most people in this town call her Miriam, therefore the Miriam is the Iker name, and you should write Miriam v'chol shem sheyeshla v'lo sar v'chol shem sheyeshla. You should write the name Miriam in v'chol shem sheyeshla and not the name Sarah v'chol shem sheyeshla. Alright, this looks like a raya now, a clear raya to the Bahag. Okay, so it appears like a raya to the Bahag, but Tosas has that Rabbeinu Tam had the girsa of you write Miriam the Iska Sarah, as opposed to Sarah the Iska Miriam. And that's the girsa that Rabbeinu Tam had. You write Miriam first. You have to write the Iker name first. So the Rabban asked Rabbeinu Tam, why should it matter which name is first? These are both of her names. So Rabban answers pretty simply that the main name has to come first because maybe there's somebody else who has, you know, the opposite name. Someone who's regularly called Sarah, but her name is Miriam, will say, this isn't your get. You're Miriam who's sometimes called Sarah. This get is for a Sarah who's sometimes called Miriam. Okay. So the Rabban, right, we said this already. Okay, non-Jewish names. The Rush says that what you're writing to get is Kol Shum Achron V'Chanicha D'Isli. Any other name and nickname that I have, because he doesn't want you to write non-Jewish names into the get. Again, I'm not sure what we pass him and how we do it. Sorry? we can ask somebody involved. Call up. Maybe don't call up. Okay. You can call the OU or even Rabbi Rabag is involved in it. We ask him. We couldn't definitely ask him. Okay. So the other Mishnayos that we were doing now, we're bringing down these takanos of that Rabbi Gamliel was metakein. So now the Mishnah is going to bring a couple new other takanos of Rabbi Gamliel. This talks about collecting, an almana collecting the ksuva from her yisomim. Right? Her husband dies, now she's entitled to her ksuva, and she wants to go collect it from the yisomim. Mishnah says, Ein almana nifras minichse yisomim. The almana cannot collect the ksuva from the yisomim. Ela b'shvua. She has to swear that she wasn't makabel the money yet for a period on ksuva. She has to swear the yisomim yet. But nimnu milashbia. What ended up happening is the shvuah is a big deal. You know, the Gemara in shvuahs talks about, you know, they used to make it dark and you hold the sefer Torah and they would do all these psukim. I don't know if that happens with through the rice or the butter, but it was a real serious matter. Shem Hashem's involved sometimes. So nimnu milashbia. There was a shash that there would be a shvuah sheker. So they wouldn't want her to swear, and now she's being mafsid her ksuva because she can't collect it without swearing. So Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Shino Deris Lysom Komasha Yirtsu Vigovik Suvasa. So Gamliel came up with another way to do it. She should make a neder, a crazy neder, something to the extent that Konim Alai, Kol healthy foods, if I ever healthy foods. Konim Alai, all something that you would really want to have if I collected the ksuva, and then she goes collect. So in other words, she still provides them with the comfort of some sort of, you know, not an actual swear, but a neder. But we don't have to go onto the. We don't have to go to a shvuah, which is very chomer. So then she's go over the ksuba, and then the another takana, which is what Hillel was metaking. Edim chosmen al get. We have a takana that Edim have to sign a get. The Gemara will explain that. Why? Both of these are bnei tikkun olam. Really, they're both from bnei tikkun olam. The first one we explained. In other words, that she can collect her ksuba. And because what happened would be, women would then be afraid to marry because if the husband dies, she won't be able to collect the ksuba without a shvua, and no one's giving her the shvua. So in order to entice women to get married, you say that she can do it via this neder option. And when it comes to the chasimus edim, the Gemara is going to explain what the tikkun olam is, and then comes what the fourth parak is really known for: the Hillel Hiskin prosbul ne tikkun olam. Hillel established that concept of the prosbul, whether he established it or he made it mufursam. It's a machlokas or rishonim, but the prosbul became prevalent through Hillel b'pnei tikkun olam, because again, on the seventh year, the debts go away. People weren't lending money, so in order to, because their debt wouldn't be repaid, so Hillel was talking the concept of prosbul, which allowed the debt to be delivered to Beis Din. And the Gemara will talk about what prosbul is.
Hillel came before right?
Yes. But other tikkun olam cases, they're bringing down cases of tikkun olam. Well, you're talking about all these tikkun olams. You can. There have been less tenuous relationships between mishnayos than the actual words with the tikkun olam. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My ear almana. Why were they attacking this by the almana? I feel kuli aminami. Even all of the balichovim who are collecting their chov from a yisomim should have to swear." The high come along, because we have the lacha is that habali parim nichse yisomim, someone who's coming to collect his chov from the nechasim of yisomim, lo yipar ela b'shvua, can't collect it from a shvua, that he has to swear that the father never paid them back before his death. So the Gemara answers, amana isrichle, we have a chiddush by the amana, not by other bal chovos, salkadaita chamina, I would have thought maybe, mishum china iklu rabban and gaba, we would have thought that maybe, it's machlokas what the china is. Rashi says shehei chen ha'anoshim be'enei ha'anoshim li'nasa lehem, that the women should look favorably upon the men to marry them, and therefore you would think that the chamin were makel that she wouldn't have to swear at all and she could collect. Kamash milan that they weren't originally, that they weren't so makel on her that she had to take the shvua. Originally she had to take the shvua, and now we, the takan is that she does it via this neder. So Tosvos edivar hamasvil. Dibur Masvil Ein Almana, right? Asks, why does she ever have to swear that she didn't collect the ksuba? The din that's fleshed out in Gemara and Bava Basra and Daf Hey, that we have a chazaka Ein Adam Poreya Chovu B'Toks Mano. A person doesn't pay his debts before it's due. That's the chazaka. So if a guy comes and says, "Oh, I paid you," here's a loan for 120 days, and then on day 90 they come from the court and he says, "Yeah, I paid you already," and there's no proof. The chazaka is that he didn't pay him because there's another 30 days left. So machlokas machlokas rishonim, whether that applies even to a stam halva, which is 30 days. But so then we have the chazaka that a person doesn't porei his chov b'tog zmano, and we pass him like that. So if a baal chov dies prior to the loan payment date, the malva can collect from the soma without a shvua, because the chazaka is, that's what the Gemara talks about, the chazaka is that that he didn't pay it back. So to hear, why should she swear, have to swear that the chazaka should be that the baal didn't pay her the ksuba, because it wasn't due yet. The ksuba is only due upon divorce or death. So the baal died or died before the due date. So the chazaka should be they never paid. So why are you forcing her to take the shvua? Tosu says, the im tomer v'halo nitna ksuva ligabos michayim v'amrei shlokas berakam v'vabasra chazaka ein adam poriv togs mano v'amrin hasam hilchus akivasei v'afilu miyatzmei liparib lo shvua. So why does she have to take a shvua here? So a few answers. Tosu's answers over here. He says v'yish lomar v'hani mili bal chov. That's only, the chazaka only applies to a bal chov, to an actual loan. Maybe a ksuba is different. It's not a pure chov. It's not a pure loan type transaction. There's a tnai based in here, whatever that means. And when there's a tnai based in, we have to be choshish that maybe he prepaid it. The Rush in Bava Basra and Simon Aleph Siftes quotes the Ritzbah, the Tzadi, that a shchiv meirav, someone who's dying, would normally provide the cash to avoid her having to go to based in. So the Rush adds, so according to that, the only time the money would have to take the shvua if he was a shchiv meira. But if he died suddenly, chashom, in a crash or something like that, then according to the Ritzbah, she wouldn't have to take the shvua. The Ramban, above Mitzia and Avzayin, says that we're choshes, that maybe she took the money. Because she's in the house, she's around, it's not like, maybe she took the money, and so she has to take the shvua. So the Tferes Yaakov asks on our Tosaf, he says, what's the question even on the Tosaf? Because there's a chiluk between the Bava Basra case and our case. Because the chazaka, we said, the chazaka applies only if there's a definite set due date. But if there's no definite set due date, meaning it's an open-ended, it's perpetual bond, it's an open-ended due date, and even maybe some people say even if it's a stam hava, which is normally 30 days, a person may prepay. There's no time period for when the debt has to be paid. So too here, isn't a ksuba a case without a set due date? Because there's no set date of when he's going to die, when the divorce is going to take place. So the Rashba in Bava Basra says that the chazaka even applies by Stam Hava, because Stam Hava is 30 days. So maybe you can answer the Pharisee Yaakov by saying, you don't necessarily have to know the exact calendar date, but as long as you know when the end time of the loan is going to be, maybe you know when the end time of the loan is going to be, that's sufficient for the chazaka to apply. That's another possibility. That's another question. I think someone else asked that. Anyway, all right. Have a good day.